This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, the other thing that's happened over the weekend was the G20 summit. World leaders of the 20 richest economies met in Osaka for meetings on some of the world's biggest problems. And some takeaways from the weekend were that President Donald Trump announced the US would not be imposing more tariffs on China and that trade talks would resume.
Meanwhile, 19 of the 20 economies present there and everyone except the US reaffirmed commitment to the Paris climate deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin labeled liberalism as obsolete, citing the rise of populist movements around Europe. And although this didn't happen at the G20 summit itself, Donald Trump also made a historic visit last weekend as he became the first sitting US president to visit North Korea.
So for more on this, we turn to Oh Ee-sun, a senior fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Thank you for joining us, Ee-sun. Now, US-China trade talks will reportedly resume amid escalating stakes in the trade war. Can we expect anything different moving forward?
Well, I think it's a very long, drawn-out process. You would see the U.S. and China sort of flip-flop on various sort of means of negotiations, I think, over the next few months. The agreement between Trump and Xi at the G20, at the sideline of G20, I think was simply a way to sort of maintain the status quo in the sense that no new tariff is imposed by the U.S. and then the trade negotiations will still be ongoing. But beyond that, you don't see them addressing, for example, some of the what both sides perceive to be their respective root causes of this latest rounds of trade war. Yeah.
And Ee-sun, and speaking of talks resuming, how significant was it for Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un to have met in North Korea territory?
Well, of course, that's a very, indeed, historic, some would say 19, some would say 20 steps undertaken by a sitting U.S. president, you know, because technically North Korea and the United States are still at war. It's simply that they have a sort of a the temporary cessation of hostility. Donald Trump places a lot of importance on the personal relations. I think he said something like his relationship with Chairman Kim, they like each other from day one or something like that. But again, it is the agreement was simply the resumption of talks between both sides. There was no concrete sort of takeaways from this very brief, but of course, a very symbolic meeting. Yeah.
So do you see this just more as constructive engagement towards denuclearization, or is it just Trump legitimizing an autocrat?
Well, of course, it's a little bit of both. President Trump does not see any problems in, sort of smoothing with what the rest of the world perceives to be autocrats and so on. In fact, I strongly suspect he himself has some autocratic bent. if not for the limitations imposed by the U.S. Constitution, I think he would like to go on for a few more terms, for example. But that aside, of course, international diplomacy, it's a combination of substantive talk, substantive sort of negotiation, plus a little bit of theatrics, a little bit of stage diplomacy. Donald Trump, of course, places more importance on the stage diplomacy part here.
Thank you very much, Ee-sun. And that was Oh Ee-sun, senior fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, giving us his opinions on Donald Trump at the G20, as well as his meeting with Kim Jong-un. And I think it's very interesting to me, guys, the stance he is taking towards North Korea, particularly when you contrast it to everything that's been going on between the US and Iran.
Yeah, in comparison to both of them, you could see North Korea is much more aggressive. I mean, they have they have tested several short distance ballistic missiles in comparison to, I'm not too sure about Iran, but again, those had some distinction. I don't know what is it about Kim Jong-un that Trump is very drawn to, I guess.
One autocrat to maybe another. It's also Ee-sun's point about theatrics, right? It looks like very staged diplomacy. They hold hands, they go into the DMZ. it's almost like another episode of The Apprentice for him, you know. Everything is just for show. It's optics very important for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think there is an element of optics to it, because if you remember, the Iran nuclear deal was something that he took aim at during his election campaign, and North Korea, a rapprochement with North Korea, was also something that he talked about during his election campaign. So essentially, he is attempting, it feels like he's attempting to fulfill these promises, but when they're happening, considering they're happening at the same time, it's really highlighting the dichotomy of the Trump administration's approach towards a nuclear disarmament. Now, we're coming up on a couple of messages, and after that, we'll be back with more local stories for you, including Malaysia's new plan to decriminalise small-time drug use. So be sure to stay tuned for that. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.